So the topic for today is Din of Hakvalas Har Sinai. We know that when the Torah was given, before the Torah was given, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, first makor, v'hinu chonim l'shosh yom ha'shlishi, give a heads up, give yom ha'shlishi yeri l'shem l'eini kol ha'am al-Har Sinai, v'kbaltas ha'am saviv le'imor, shamu l'chem l'los v'har n'go v'katzeyu kol n'geb v'har mos yumas. So Hashem tells Moshe that you have to be magbil, like baltas ha'am, telling people not to go onto the har, not to touch it. And later on, 10 psukim later, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says this again. And Hashem So Hashem is concerned that the people are going to come and they're going to die. Don't worry. Interesting change. First was Hagbelas Ha'am, Hagbelas Ha'am, here's Hagbelas Ha'ar. So everything's in place. Again, Hashem says, be careful. So it's an interesting interchange here. I want to analyze this din in the first place. Why is there a din of Hakbala by Har Sinai? What's the purpose? What's the function of it? The fast is, I think, is that it's din called Shechina. Over here, Hakbalas, Har Sinai. It's din called Shechina. Kavod Shechina mandates that you don't come too close. The Ramban, a number of places, spells this out in Sakhtamah to Vayikra. He writes, "Tziva Kohanim and Nigashim Lashem Shizkachu Shehizir Al Tumas Amigdash VeKadoshav." Any Kohen has to be careful. He has to go to mikvah, retire himself before he goes into mikdash. V'Gavshul Yehersu Alos Lashem K'mosh Amar Daber La'arim V'Achicha V'Yavov V'Kol Eisa La'Kodesh V'Esa Paroches Pneya Kaporas Asher La'Aron V'Le'Amuz Ki V'Anan Ereya La'Kaporas K'Az Haras Pneya Yehersu Lashem Liros V'Nafal Menurav. So our man compares the din of Hagbalas Har Sinai to the halacha of entering Mikdash Tame. V'achar kach yagbil ha-mishkan ki Hagbalas Har Sinai v'eis ha-yos sham kvot Elokei Yisrael. Shekhinah is there. Shekhinah is in Har Sinai. Shekhinah is in Mikdash. So both places we have to have a certain Hagbala to ensure that we don't it's a design to Mikdash, to Shekhinah. If you go in when you're Tame, if you go in at all, depending on who you are, depending on time, etc. The Raman in the Hakdamat of Bamidbar also repeats this idea, a little bit of a twist. V'ata yagbil as a mishkan v'yos v'midbar kasher higbil Har Sinai v'yos ha-kavod sham tziva v'hazara karav yumas kasher amar sham kisakal yisakal, which is an interesting source. Hazara karav yumas is referring to a non-Kohen doing a vote. L'chora, the Ramban is taking it more polyistic. V'liyavo liros kavalas kodesh v'meisu kasher hizir pen yihersu Hashem liros. So he's mamish trying to bring numerous psukim that have a hakbalah, that have a sister pasuk by Har Sinai. The tziva v'shar marta v'shveres kodesh v'shveres v'shveres kasher amar sham v'gam kohanim v'negashim v'Hashem v'skadashu. So he brings three psukim that are referred to Mishkan, and he says there's a parallel in Har Sinai as well. How they encamp around the Mishkan. How they move the Mishkan. The covered law, k'mash amru in a dome, paltin shel melech sheish lo shomrim, paltin she'ein lo shomrim. So part of covered shechina is that you have this system of shomrim, everything is mesuder and organized v'chule. So the pasha says Hagbalas Har Sinai is a din in covered shechina. The Raman just mentioned, I can read it, but at the beginning of Truma, the Haktamah to Truma, he also tells us how Mishkan is the continuation of Har Sinai, so it makes a lot of sense then if we have a din of Hagbalah by Har Sinai, we have a din of Hagbalah by by Mishkan as well. But I thought that maybe this is really not a din, a general din, Kavod Shechina. Maybe it's a specific din in Har Sinai, in Matan Torah. Maybe it's a din in Matan Torah. Now, there are different ways to formulate this. Rav Kasher formulates it in a very technical way. He says, source number 5, in Yerali Hezber Davar, Shazemek Neil Harchikim of Rezara. Hashem is going to talk to Am Yisrael because Har Sinai will be concerned that people are going to mistake in Har Sinai for Hashem. They'll be his kashmus. Amru Ritzoneinu Liras Malkeinu, Am Yisrael said they want to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Amru Lehem Ki Ve'yom Ashlishi Yerid Hashem. Karo Ha'adavar Shaharbi Mehem V'yichud Ha'erav Rav. People who are uneducated. Sh'asu Achar Kacha Egel. L'yuchlu Od Litvos Yichud Hashem Kefi Sh'amru Lehem Moshe Sheshmo Ekya She'ekya. Hashem is metaphysical. V'yachshavu Sh'mizman Sh'tishra Shechina Alahar Sh'yalu Alahar Yiru Hashem. They're going to think Hashem is physical. V'zeo V'zirayu V'nazara V'atara Asra Afilu Negiya V'har Mishvil You want to touch the har because you want to touch Hashem. You think Hashem is in the har. The Meshech Chokhmah actually says this about the Meshech Yovel, because the reason there's a special heter to go up, people should know you can go up because it's not the har that's Kadosh, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Tarsh Leva, Rav Kasher, seems to say the whole Isser, the first place of the Gia, of going there, is to avoid Avodah Zarah. So he says it's a din of Matan Torah, but it's more, we'll call it a technical Isser, a Chashash, Avodah Zarah. But I thought Misvara, that maybe it's a din of Matan Torah, that Matan Torah is an experience of a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe. It's true that Am Yisrael has to be around there. And the Ram makes a big deal out of this, Kuzari makes a big deal out of this, that in as opposed to other religions where they claim there was a revelation to one person or to a small amount of people, we had a revelation to all of Yisrael. But at the same time, it's clear that Moshe had a higher madriga of Hiskalus, Pe Adarba, Bechule. So while it's important that Yisrael is at Tachtita Har, it might also be important for Matan Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe and only Moshe. So nobody can be around because it's a private encounter. Maybe private is the wrong word, but it's a direct encounter between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe with people as spectators, is in the stands watching this experience. And according to this understanding, you wouldn't be connected to a general din of Kavod Shechina, but it's a special halakha in Matan Torah, so we'll call it over here Matan Torah Mahuti. Dibur Miyashemu Moshe Avin Avim, maybe part of that experience is to be there alone. It's interesting, there is a pasuk later in Vayikra, V'chol Avlu Yiyah V'ol Moed V'vol L'chafir V'kodesh Atzeso. God goes in Yom Kippur, pasuk in Achrimos, so Lo Yiyah Adam V'ol Moed. So the Ravinel there interestingly says, "Lo yeh shum adam ol moed shua heichal." Well, derech masha neemar b'har Sinai v'gam kohanim v'nigashim v'lashem iskadashu v'neemar v'nigash Moshe levadam. Kach yeh v'kedusha shayom hazeh. So I wasn't sure how to take this out of Ravinel. I think the pastures in the Ravinel say he's in Kavod Shechina, just like Kavod Shechina demanded that Har Sinai Moshe was alone, so too Kavod Shechina demands that Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol is alone. I think that's the pashas of Avinel. If you take the comparison seriously, you might be saying, if you take it more loosely, Al Derech Mashamru. Derech Mashamru, you might be saying, well, you know, there's a din, the Matan Torah has to be 101. There's also a din that Kapparas Yom Kippur has to be 101. So you could theoretically push the Ravinel into this side of the Chakir, the din of Matan Torah, if you take the comparison more loosely. But if you take the comparison more literally, so then L'chora, what's that to the Matan Torah? It's the din of Kavod Shechina. It's Kavod Shechina, both on Yom Kippur and in Har Sinai, demanded that only one person who was talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was there with Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kohen Gadol, and Moshe Rabbeinu, in these various experiences. Okay. So Chakir is pretty straightforward. It's Hagwalas Har Sinai, it's Dinah Kavashchina. Where is Dinah Matan Torah? Matan Torah technical, Matan Torah more fundamental. I want to explore a couple of nafkamidas to this question. The first is whether or not there's a din l'doros. Is there a din l'doros of l'siga boyad? So the Mechilta actually writes on the pasuk l'siga boyad lo b'shilo v'lo b'olmoi v'lo b'zolamin. Sounds like there will be iser to touch the olmoi. Shilo b'zolamin. There is a Hagos of the Eifas Tzedek, one of the editions of the Mechilta, he changes it. He says, "Iya tamuza b'shilo b'zolamin." So Kasha quotes this, but he admits that most of the Farshim didn't change it. So the Pashas of Mechilta said this is a din that's Novio Doros. Rakash is very upset about this because he says there's a famous Charles Kohanim that says there isn't no such halacha that a tamei person can touch the outside. There's no isers brought by time in the Ram of Chesbias Mikdash Per Gimel. Halachi Ralef, that a Tomei that touches is not Chayev. So I thought that means it's a Mechilkas a Chazal. You have a Mechilta and you have a Toras Kanim. Rakash is so convinced the Toras Kanim is correct. And Rav Paskin's it, so he says it must be the Girsa of the Mechilta is inaccurate, and we'll have to go with the Eifas Tzedek, which changes the Girsa. And then he says, well, you know, the Meiri says the same thing with Shemi Rishalmi. Like this Yechilta. So just for the record, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ibailu, Shor Sinai Bekama. A shore that went into Har Sinai, how do you kill it? 3 Dayanim, 23 Dayanim. The Gemara says, Migomar Shaladoros, Olo, Tashmat Hanir Becheskel, Ibeheba, Ibish Lechia, Ma'ish Resiv Shlosha, Feheba Resiv Shlosha. You need 23 Dayanim. Fine. So the Rishonim wonder, why were they asking this theoretical question? It doesn't seem to be very Nogei Lamaisa. What happened at Har Sinai? It's Hilchas, it's history. This reminds me, they say it tells, they ask, what's the Afkavida? So they say it tells, it's not Kedushin. If you're Makadish to Isha, this is Pshat Taizmas, is it a Kedushin? So, Rechai used to say, the Afkavida is for Havana. So this is obviously like a tells her Nafkavida. Nafkavida for a person who was known there, to, he was going to give tzedakah to the amount of people that they were dayanim by Shor Sinai. So you want to know if it's 23 dayanim, you have to give 23 anayim, or is it only 3 dayanim, so you only have to give 3 anayim, malbush. Then he says, V'yesha pirshu, l'inyan masha amru b'talmud hamara. He quotes Yerushalmi, if you don't have the footnote, he points out we don't have this Yerushalmi. If a shore would walk into Beis Olamim, how would you kill it? So Rav Kasher is so convinced that it's a mistake in the Mechilta, so he says it's also a mistake in the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi doesn't exist. It's really the same mistake that they're misquoting the Mechilta. But the passage is, you have over here a Feish Mechilta, you have a Miri quoting Yerushalmi. So it seems like there's such a din. I mean, at least potentially there's a day, maybe the Ramadan is passed down away, but maybe this din would be no the Doros. So the first Afkamina, the Doros. So obviously, this is a din in Matan Torah, so it wouldn't be Noe. It's only a din in Matan Torah. But if it's a din in Kavod Shechina, so maybe the halacha would be Noe the Doros, that a shore would walk into. I admit it's Mechonish. It's not the way you usually see it, but you have over here a Yerushalmi, the Miri quotes, and a Mechilta. Second Afkamina, Midin HaMitzvahs. The Rambam tells us in Shorash Gimel, Midin HaMitzvahs, that you only count mitzvahs that are knowing the Doros. So a number of things were told to the Jewish people in the Midbar, but they were only knowing at that time how they encamped and of the Chatzosros, Valiyavar Or, the Levim, certain things that are only no gay the Shah, are not counted in Minyan HaMitzvahs. But Rambam writes, so he doesn't understand why the Baha'i counted some of the things that were only no the Shah. Because if you're going to go with that, you should count everything. Veni Nifla, Mizeh, Shemana, Elo Lavin, Lama, Lomana, etc. Yunuchon, Mishosh, Yomim. So these are lavin, right? That were knowing the Shah. So why didn't the Baha count this? So the Rav says it's obvious that we don't count things that are knowing the Shah, and there's no difference between lo yafar od and this din of hakvalas hasin is only knowing the Shah, it shouldn't count. So the Rav says, we don't count things that are only noheg the Shah. Now, obviously, it's really essential to the first half community. If you hold this as noeg doros, so the mechara you should count it. Ulai tarech lamanos. Again, minyan mitzvah is always tricky. It could be the other reasons why it wouldn't be counted, but potentially this would be in the minyan mitzvah as well, according to the daya that the Meiri quotes, Yerushalmi, and the Mechilta, etc. Another nafkabina, at what point was there an iser to go out to Har Sinai? If you look at the psukim, source number one, view the chodim liyom ha-shlishi, ki v'yom ha-shlishi yeir Hashem, v'ikbal tas ha'am soviv leimor, yishom v'lechem alos b'har v'go b'kateo. So did it kick in immediately? Or did it only kick in v'yom ha-shlishi? Was Moshe just giving them a heads up? Or was Moshe telling them from now, you have to start preparing for now, for the next 3 days, just like al-tikshu al-isha starts right now, so too, V'ikbal tas ha'am starts right now. So the Orach Chaim says, Nirash ain't mitzvah hakbala zu el yom shlishi. It was just a heads up, but the iser only applied on yom shlishi. Afal pichein yikdima me'ata kedeshi yinag makavod me'akshav. It was like a way of preparing them. Become yargilu asim lisrachik menu. Maybe they'll be like the iser is only on yom shlishi, but they're already going to start having covered for the place. Start having you know lisrachik. Ve'lovar shidag chiyuv negiya bahar biyob tzavosu. Ze'enu, don't say that you're chayv right away. Ki hu davar rochok she'iskad shahar v'ischayv alav kodem redes ha'shkiras yisparach. How could it be that you're chayv visa if the shkir only came down 3 days later? Chayv asher v'sdisa v'sifri ki lo yiskel chiyuv ela miyom gimel. So the Orach Chaim thinks that the chiyuv only started from yom gimel. It could be before they were knowing the mixus kavas that was to bargain themselves. But really the iser only applies to yom ha'shlishi. I didn't say other Farshim will argue explicitly, but from the Psukim, it's not clear at all. I think that it might very well be that the Isser it began immediately. If that's the case, if there indeed is a machlokas, maybe it can be telling on the Chakira. But Tai Hitzchil, Isser, from what point? Immediately or only after 3 days? So if you say it's in Kavod Shechina, what the Orach Chaim says makes a lot of sense. Rak Biyom Shlishi. Kavod Shechina is no Shechina. What's the lashon of the Orach Chaim? That davar rochok sheiskadei shahar v'ischayv alav kodem redes Shechina sa'al yisparach. There's no Shechina, there's no Isser. But I was wondering, maybe if you hold this a din in Matan Torah, well, the truth is, I'm not so sure. Meaning, if it's in the Kavod Shechina, you could say it only applies at that point, like Mary said, like the Orach Chaim says. But at the same time, you might argue that Kavod Shechina mandates that even before, in almost like Hazmana Milsa, there's a focus in the Gemara, Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa. So we pass on Hazmana La Milsa, but the idea of Hazmana Milsa means that if I designate this teak for Tzilin, so it already has Kedusha. So the Har Sinai is the mi'u'ad to receive the Torah on. So Leila, Shkina is going to be there. So Leila, Hazmana Milsa, I think it could go both ways, actually. Yeah. That is the Kavod Shechina, maybe even before, sometimes if there's like a parade, so the day before, they'll already clear the streets. Sometimes more practical, you want to make sure there are no cars. But the Melech is coming, so we have to clean the streets, we have to get ready. So it could be that 3 days before, you already have to prepare the Malkum, Kavod Shechina. If it's a din in Matan Torah, then I think it makes more sense to say that it would only be B'Shas Maisa. It wouldn't apply earlier. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with
that. Okay.
Isn't there also, when it comes to the Kavod Shechina, also there are focus in Chazal about whether Moshe Rabbeinu was there in the Matan, like already down, like beforehand, whether it was before or after?
I don't remember.
Like, you have it at the beginning of Yuma, the top page or something.
Okay, and if there is.
I think there is that. There's not focus, and that whether his hachana was that he was already on Har Sinai, Be'anan, like preparing for beforehand, or whether it was after.
That shows before.
That even if you didn't have, let's say, the full Hashras Hashina, they're already supporting the more Hazan and also everything. It already had begun the process. Har Sinai had already begun the process of.
So Mela, if it's in Kabbalah Shekhinah already from before, he might have this issue.
Just reinforcing, like,
right.
Why.
Okay,
the,
I have to look back to that Gemara in Yuma. Okay, Shkoh. One more Nafkamina, the question of when the Isser ended, right? The question of when it began, we just discussed, 3 days before or Mamish that day. But when did it end? So here we have a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara tells us there are actually 3 days in Rishonim. Did it end immediately after Har Sinai, after the Matan Torah? Or did it end after Luchos Shniyos? Or did it only end once they built the Mishkan and the Shekhinah moved at that point to the Mishkan? So the Gemara Beis of Hay tells us there's a principle that Davar Shemid and Tzarek Midid Acher Latira. The Tashba B'shoch Hayov Achei B'yalu Bahar. The Torah says explicitly you're allowed to go up. V'yachti K'siv Kabbatzot V'akar Al Yeh Roh B'ol V'arahu. B'shoch Hayov Alamali. Why does it say explicitly? If the whole point is because of Shekhinah, so if there's no Shekhinah, Shemid Mutter. So the Gemara says Shemid Davar Shemid and Tzarek Midid Acher Latira. So here is Machlokas Rishonim how to understand this. Rashi says, it's a long Rashi, I only brought part of it. It says, "Beluchos hachrodos vishal yali ibach." The seife dekra yali felgula harahu calls what shu pehiosok havayos kedushasa. Shashchina alav aser. Only stal kashchina muter. Shmainan mimela lavaleilad kure shiriusa behedya beluchos harishonos lemer nisal kashchina hema yalahu. If the shchina is gone, so they should go up. Hello, when you saw Kashchina, we met him Yom Torah at Echad B'Chodesh Shehukah B'Mishkan. It took a whole year till Echad B'Chodesh Shehukah B'Mishkan. But Esrim Iyar Shenala Anan. V'Haya Lo L'Lame Lumot Heter K'shemistalek Mi El Mul Haharahu. V'Chule Shemina Tzarek Mina Achil Atira. So Rashi assumes that the Shechina was there and there was an Isser to go up for the entire time, even after Luchos Shniyos, until, again, it's a question of, is it Hukam HaMishkan, is it Echad B'Nisan, or is it Chaf Iyar? But either way, there was a very long amount of time, a year or so, that there was an Isser to go onto Har Sinai, because there was Shekhinah there. The Tzlach actually asks, he doesn't understand, by Luchos Shniyos, it says you shouldn't go up. So if there was an Isser, a continuous Isser, it's hard to understand why you would have to reinforce it. It seems like the Isser already ended. And Tosfos, in fact, holds that as soon as the Luchos were given, it was already mutter to go on. Peres Pekotra Shalisal Kashkira Verum Adbat Yom Torah Ad Ach Ad Shehukam Mishkan Yom Shehukam Mishkan V'dochak Taha V'mishoch HaYovel Mashba D'gam V'yom D'matan Torah Hutra Ma'alos V'mishoch HaYovel, right? The Yovel only blasted, the shofar blasted only by Luchos Rishonos. Don't tell me that it took a year, you know, plus till to allow them to walk onto Har Sinai. So we have a machlokas here when the Isser ended. Sof Zman Isser. Rashi says explicitly it's in Kavod Shekhinah, and he assumes the Shekhinah was there until Hukav HaMishkan. So it's pretty clear in Rashi it's in Kavod Shekhinah. Tosfos assumes that same day you have to go up. Shokha Yovel, the same day you can go up. Now, Tosfos is a little unclear. Is Tosfos assuming it's dinner Matan Torah? Matan Torah is over. Mimela, you can go up. But you don't have to learn Tosfos that way. Tosfos, I don't think it's so clear. You could say that Tosfos holds it's dinner Shekhinah, it's just the Shekhinah left. It's a Chokos Messias here. Was the Shekhinah there the whole time? Rashi assumes it was, Tosfos assumes it wasn't. So in Rashi, it's very clear. The Shekhinah was there, it's Asher. Matan Torah is over. It's not dinner Matan Torah. In Rashi, it's very clear. It's not dinner Matan Torah. Tosfos could go both ways. Tosfos might be saying that it's a din in Matan Torah is over, Mimela, it's mutter to go up. Or does the assume it's also the Shechita, just he assumes the Shechita wasn't there, like he says. So the Mela, it's not Mukhrach and Tosus, but in Rashi, I think it is Mukhrach that's Din covered Shechita. Just briefly, I want to suggest that maybe there are two Dinim. I mentioned before, if you look at the Psukim, initially it says, Vigbalta Sa'am. And later on, it says, they have to be Hagbela Sahar. So what exactly changed? Is it the same? So the Ksava Kabbalah, verse number 17, says, "Umasha Amar Hashem Yisbarach Vigbalta Sa'am V'Omar Hagbalta Sahar Ki Mitzvah Sa'gbalah L'chala Olahar Rak Al Yisrael Ha'mitzuvim Shalalot Lalos L'chein Hesev Mitzvah Sa'gbalah El'a'am." Meaning, the chiyuv is on the people to be ma'agbil the har. So it's really one and the same. The Ibn Ezra also assumes this way, but he quotes those who argue. Vigbalta sim gvul bahar, fal korchach kamohu, agbil asahar v'kidashta. Lasum gvul bahar. So how do you make a gvul nahar? By making the people not go up. Verachti kolkach, bavur sh'omar ha'meshuga. He quotes somebody, he calls him a shuga. Shahafach v'sifro divrei lakim chayim v'amar ki rotza Moshe lomar hagbel sa'am v'yotza v'piv hahar. Moshe made a mistake. Moshe, it was a slip of his tongue. He wanted to say hagbel sa'am, and he said by accident hagbel sahar. So he thinks it's ridiculous. I find it interesting that Ibn Ezra, who is willing to say the whole last parak of the Torah was written like Moshe, the Sodha Shtei Mesrei, where he was able to expand it one day in Chazal, that Yeshua wrote the last a psukim, to say the all 12 psukim were written by Yeshua, and here or there he'll tell you that Hakanani az ba'aretz v'chule, these are things that really are very, very problematic philosophically. And yet, when to say Moshe had a slip of his tongue, that he's really, he thinks is unfathomable. But to say that things were added into the Torah later, which is obviously not a traditional Jewish belief, and he was willing to, he was kind of aware that it wasn't traditional, but he was willing to make reference to it at least. So I'm not sure why that's more problematic than what he was doing. But in any case, we have over here this interesting development of Hagbela Sahar versus Hagbela Sa'am versus Hagbela Sahar. What exactly is going on here? Is it one and the same? That's the Pashtus. The Hamik Dover, the Tziv, has an interesting interpretation. Vigbaltas Am Saviv, Lo Omar, Vigbaltas Ahar, Koloshan Hamikra, Vipasuch of Gimel, Elahu Dover of Neatmos, Tzvei Dinim, they're Hagbalas Ahar and Hagbalas Am. Shugvulos La'am, Vamadam Sviv Har Sinai. Aaron Barosha, Makwani Slefi Erkam, Achora, Vigdol Yisrael Achareim, Vibinonim Achareim, Vinoshi Natav Achareim. Says the Hamik Dover, there are two halachas. There's a din that the har has to be separate. Only Moshe's in the har. But what's going on in the tachti tahar? This is the first row, the second row, the third row. So even at tachti tahar, you have Aaron, then you have the Kohanim, and then you have the rest of the Am. So there are really two halachas. I think that it fits nicely. Namely, Kavod Shechina mandates that nobody is on Har Sinai. Nobody goes on Har Sinai. But then, in terms of the Matan Torah experience, that means Moshe is alone. And that means there's first row, second row, third row. That Aaron was able to come a little closer and have a first row seat, and the Kohanim in the second row. So maybe if there's two dinim of Hagbala Sahar, there's Hagbala Sa'am, which is a din in Matan Torah, which means that on the Har it's only Moshe, and then in the stands you have first row, second row, third row. And then you have Hagbin in Kavod Shechina, which assumes that nobody could be on the Har at all. So because what we saw here was this question of what the nature of the din of Hagbalas Har Sinai is. Is it din Kavod Shechina, is it din Matan Torah, either technical din Matan Torah, fundamental din Matan Torah? Brought some Nafka Mina, suggested that maybe there's Tzvei Din, and maybe Mitzad Kavod Shechina there's a din in the Har, and then Mitzad Matan Torah there's a din in the first row, second row, B'tachtit Har, which is a separate halacha, Hagbel Sa'am, as opposed to Hagbel Sahar.